This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So exciting news on the vaccine front. We are being told that in Ohio, they're expecting to start getting their vaccine December 15th. Ohio. Now, I don't know about New York. I don't know about California. Pennsylvania's governor, Governor Inslee, kind of spoke up thinking they're going to get it soon. But right now, it's all about Ohio. Right? So Governor DeWine had done a press conference saying, basically, that the Pfizer vaccine and then following that Moderna are going to be getting FDA approval or, I guess, applying for emergency authorization use by December 10th. A few days later, the shots should be able to roll out to give to Ohioans. Now, I'm sure some of us, right, in Idaho or California or Nevada, you know, might be able to get some vaccines too in December. I'm not exactly sure why all the hype about Ohio. I mean, you know, the Browns are second in the AFC North. Bengals are fourth. Maybe they think it'll really help their Super Bowl wins. Honestly, the shot will first go to healthcare workers and it'll go to, people in the nursing home. And so, you know, they're going to already start rolling that out, which is imperative. It's great news, but I'm not sure why Ohio is getting all the news. And maybe just because Governor DeWine was like on it and he's like, all right, I'm going to get out there and I'm going to, right, just, you know, tell everybody that this is the scoop. The, long awaited vaccine. I am expecting to be kind of underwhelming. I think we've built up a lot of hype. I think it's necessary. I think it's like, okay, come on already. Just vaccinate already. All right, just, but I believe it is long overdue. I think this is the first step to hopefully ending what of a cluster 2020 and COVID was. But my fear is with the way the media had hyped up the vaccine, the way everybody's been talking about, oh, we need a vaccine. My fear is that the hype is going to kind of bite us in the butt. So there's going to be all these headlines about December 15th, the vaccine's coming out, right? And some states are saying we're going to get it before Christmas. So everybody's like, all right, yeah, you know, let me roll up my sleeve. Yeah. Okay. And they're going to find out, no, they can't get it yet. Or we're going to be hearing some people anecdotally going online going, don't get it. I felt horrible. I got sick. And I'm sure Facebook and Twitter and everybody's getting ready to censor stuff. And I can't believe how much censoring is now going on. And mind you, you know, we don't want false information, especially false medical information. But I think the stories are going to get out there that some people got some of those mild side effects, which we talked about. Goose egg, you know, where the injection was done. Sometimes you could, by the way, really quickly here on that goose egg. So, the reason why I really didn't have a lot of that, you know, when I was administering vaccines in my practice is because one is, you know, you really need to kind of get it into the deltoid. You need to, you know, you don't want to get it subcutaneously. You want to get it into the deltoid. But then you also want to rub it in, right? And there's a technique to it. And sometimes I really hope those learning how to do the vaccines really kind of get the technique. There is a technique to it. The nurses are some of the most fantastic at it because they're the ones that take the time. We don't get a lot of that in medical school. But I was taught how to do one by, I think it was a physician and a nurse that kind of showed me, and we didn't really have a lot of those side effects. So I think the goose egg can be preventable in some. Then some people might complain of body aches. Some people might complain that they got a fever. Remember, this is a vaccine that's supposed to induce an immune response. So, yeah, you are going to kind of feel achy. But what I'm worried about is here, December 15th is going to roll out. And it's going to be for a select group of people who need it. The commentary and opinion pieces on it are going to start seeping to the rest of the population who is kind of necessary to be on board in order for us to be effective in terms of trying to get herd immunity or trying to get the economy back open. I don't believe the economy should have ever been closed down, but that's a whole other issue. But if we need all hands on deck and everybody on board for this vaccine, we need to be very, very careful about the rollout. Now, I do not want people censored. I don't want the media manipulated. I don't want the narrative twisted. But we do run the risk of, as we're rolling this vaccine out, we're telling everybody, all right, all these people are going to be getting the vaccine. We're going to, you know, hear what happens. I believe there's going to be some miscommunication or some twisting of some facts. So, like, for example, nursing home patients are going to get the vaccine. Many people in the nursing homes and assisted living facilities are older. Many of them are ill. And even hospice patients will be able to get this as well, because we don't want them dying of COVID. If somebody leaks information that, oh man, there were 5 people that died in that nursing home after getting the vaccine, they're going to try to tie it into the vaccine. Now, people die at nursing homes all the time. So you see how we need to be very, very careful. You know, I kind of wish the vaccines all came all at once. I'm a little worried about this piecemeal. Okay, here it's going to go into Ohio, or we're going to release it to this. We're going to have these healthcare workers get it. We're going to have, and mind you, I want the healthcare workers get it first. I want people assisted living getting it first. I want those who are vulnerable getting it first. But you see the risk we run, where the longer it takes to roll out, the more misinformation or the more conspiracies or the more skepticism. And so if this isn't done properly by February, March, some people are going to be like, nah, I'll pass. Like I said, there's a choreography to this. We got to do this right. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away. Guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're going to switch gears a little bit. All right. One thing I am picking up on is, you know, people are pretty ticked off about everything. You know, whether you're happy with the election or not happy with the election, whether you're happy with the shutdowns or not happy with the shutdowns, the average person is unhappy about something. And so over the last few months, there's been a lot of discussion of who should run for office next, whether it's in my state or somebody else's state. You know, people want to recall Gavin Newsom. Many people are upset about Governor Sisolak. And I told you, it's not easy being any politician at this point. But, yes, there's a lot of, shall we say, pros and cons to I believe, everybody's administration, you know, Governor Reynolds in Iowa, I mean, you know, DeWine in Ohio, Inslee in Pennsylvania, DeSantis in Florida, Murphy in New Jersey, Cuomo in New York. So, you know, the governors, they're all kind of, you know, taking on a lot right now. Not that I'm playing a violin for any of them, but it's not an easy time. But one message I got yesterday, which is kind of one that's kind of culminating a bunch of them, is going, you know, why aren't you running for office? You know, right? Can you run for office? Governor Sisolak might not run in a couple years. Why don't you run for governor? All right, and honored. One of you had written that if I don't, you will. Have it. Go ahead, have it. I'm not running for governor. I'm not running for office. But can I caution many of you who are getting pumped up, getting fired up, going, I'm going to fix something. I'm going to get out there and I'm going to, you know, I love the passion. I love the fact that you want to do good. I love the fact that you want to make a difference. I think people running for office is one of the coolest things. I just think a lot of people don't really understand the risks. And they have their eye on the prize, and nobody does their research on what happens if you lose or what happens if you win and you leave office. And the backstory I'm getting is it's a very unglorified story, so nobody really talks about it. It doesn't really get out there, and nobody, you know, advertises it much. And many people have regrets that they ran for office. And I know a lot of you guys are like, oh, man, you know, we should run for governor if Sisolak doesn't run again, or if he does run again, run against him, or, you know, Trump needs to run again. And so, you know, when you run for office, and I've only run for class offices and things like that, and it's exciting when you win until your parents move and you have to give up the offices anyway, which kind of sucked. So I got a little taste of politics, and I think I would have liked it. I think I would have done well in it. But it's exciting when you think you're going to win. And people tell you you're going to win. People go, you got this, you got this. I mean, look what happened with Biden and Trump. Biden was told he was 17 points ahead in the poll. You're going to win this. You're going to get this. Trump was seeing thousands upon thousands at his rallies where we've never seen that before. He thought he was going to win it. When you think you're going to win it, and you're a gambler, I don't know if you guys have ever played poker, think you got a winning hand, you put more money in. Or, let's say blackjack, you'll double down. And you'll keep playing, and you'll bet more money, and you'll bet more money, and you'll put more into the pot for what you think will win, because you just have that eye on the prize. And those who go for politics make the same mistakes as gamblers, where they aren't thinking about the loss. They aren't thinking about what happens to me when I lose this pot of money, or I lose my bet, or what if somebody has a better, you know, hand of cards, or I don't know, there's, or what if the dealer doesn't bust. And nobody thinks about that walk back to the car, or that walk back to the casino parking lot. When somebody loses in an election, right, you would think, okay, well, they just go back to their lives. Well, I don't know if you've noticed, but many people will kind of oust you out of your job if you don't really agree with them politically. For some reason, being a conservative or being a liberal is evil these days. And with an election that we just had that was just so divisive, all right, your life won't go back to normal. I'm telling you that right now. If you don't win, right, I mean, can you go back to your job? I mean, already we're hearing that some universities are asking academia to not allow people to teach or continue to teach at their role if they supported the Trump administration. I mean, if you didn't think discrimination or racism or whatever is out there, it's still out there. And apparently people can still fire you for your political ideologies. They might make it something else. They might say, oh, well, we're having budget cuts. The other thing, too, also, is I don't know if you remember when McCain lost. Well, you know, you had Secret Service protection, while you were running for president. All of a sudden, McCain loses the election. You see him driving. Where's his protection? You don't think there's people out there that are really, really ticked that you messed with the election? That you pulled votes away? That you didn't win? You have a lot of sick individuals out there that become really, really, really obsessed with politics and really obsessed with your role in their personal life. I forget the libertarian that ran against Biden and Trump. The people are ticked. I don't know. I hope she has protection. But, you know, people want her head for pulling votes from Trump. I mean, it is not a pretty world out there. So before you run for office, you need to really know what you're getting into. And then let's say you win. Because, you know, I, like me, I'm not going to do anything unless I think I'm going to win. All right, well, we all say that. And good for us. But let's say you do win. Are you going to be in Congress or in Assembly or state senator or president forever? No. You'll never be, I mean, you're not Harry Reid, okay? I mean, you're going to, there'll either be term limits or something. And eventually, you're going to have to leave. And unless you could afford the protection, unless you could afford the backlash, yeah, you know, maybe if you're a former congressperson, you might get some jobs. But a lot of people like, no, I'm not going to set you with a 10-foot pole. And so I understand it seems really glorified and people want to fix our state and people want to fix the country, you know, and they look at Kamala Harris and they go, well, that was easy. I mean, I don't think it was that easy for Kamala Harris. I think she still has to bust her butt. But yeah, you know, she could possibly be our next president. And people look at that and they go, well, I could do that. I could do that. Just think about it. All right. I mean, I don't know how well off Sarah Palin's been doing, but I know she had to do a reality show, you know, and I know she had to be at one point a Fox News contributor. I don't know what your income looks like after you run for office. And I think the average person would say it's not good. You could give up everything. Now, this is the week back in 1963 when JFK was assassinated. And Ron Futrell, a good buddy of mine, had years ago sent me this link of the footage of the Walter Cronkite sharing the news. You start seeing the As the World Turns. There's like some soap opera they were watching in the 60s, because remember, this was daytime. This was approximately 1:30 in the afternoon. All of a sudden, the CBS News bulletin breaks in saying that President Kennedy was shot. And you start seeing the story unfold, and they're telling everybody he's still alive, and he's getting blood, and Connolly, Governor Connolly, who was in the car, is getting rushed to the OR, but JFK is still remaining in the ER because the facility is quote-unquote adequate. Two priests came to read him last rites, but he was still alive, and everybody's trying to say that he was still alive, and everybody's trying to say that JFK was, everything was still, you know, they were trying to calm people down, and then they finally break the news about, you know, 59 minutes in that officially JFK was shot. When you listen to this footage, one of the most chilling pieces of the JFK, reporting done by Walter Cronkite and then other, Dan Rather at the time was covering in Dallas. But some of the reporting was so chilling, where they describe how LBJ's car and JFK's car, a gap widened just right before the shooting. And again, I'm not trying to reopen conspiracy theories about LBJ and all that, but I mean, I find that very, very chilling that LBJ was saved because his car knew to slow down at the right minute. How did that happen? You heard multiple shots, multiple gunfires, multiple... It really sounded to me like a concerted effort. But when you look and you see what happened there, and you just watch the real-time footage, and I put this on my Facebook and on my Twitter and on my website, you know, this was well-planned. People had it out for him. And like I said, these are things that you want to think about before you go, yeah, I'm going to go fix, you know, the country or fix the state. I'd love our state and our country fixed, but You know, no, there's... It's not as glorified as it looks. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As politicians continue to shut down or limit American businesses for COVID-19, the number of Americans applying for state unemployment benefits rose again last week. The latest jobless claims figures from the Labor Department, which covers the week ending November 21st, shows that 778,000 workers filed for help. The Dow Jones lost about 0.5% of its value on the news. President-elect Joe Biden wants to erase $10,000 in student loan debt per student loan. Biden reiterated his support for a provision of the HEROES Act. Under that legislation, economically distressed borrowers would immediately have $10,000 in student debt forgiven. The government would also cover monthly loan payments for people with private student loans until September 2021 and forgive $10,000 of their debt. Thanksgiving football is on for Thursday. Houston will play at Detroit, Washington at Dallas, and Baltimore at Pittsburgh for the late game. USA Radio News. Controversy follows a Biden cabinet pick. USA Radio News' Val Dior has the latest.
Joe Biden's transition website does not disclose that his Secretary of State pick, Tony Blinken, co-founded a consulting firm that he used to cash in on his experience working in the Obama administration. Blinken co-founded West Exec Advisors in 2018 with Michelle Flournoy, who confirmed to The Intercept that the firm was staffed with people recently coming out of government who helped corporations figure out how to sell in the public sector space to navigate the Department of Defense, the intel community, law enforcement. In August, members of the Democratic Party urged Biden to cut ties with Blinken. In a letter signed by more than 275 delegates to the DNC, they wrote, quote, "We ask you not to rely on foreign policy advice from those who may have a conflict of interest as a result of their relationships and lobbying on behalf of merchants selling weapons and surveillance technology," end quote. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So each year we get the World Against Toys Causing Harm watch list. And it's the annual list of the most dangerous toys. And these are kind of important for parents who are looking at buying the latest craze for their kids and grandkids. It's a Boston-based organization, and it says this year's list includes toys that can be potentially harmful to kids. Every year, there seems to be toys that make it onto the market that are hazardous to kids. And you think, you know, year after year, like, okay, by 2020, wouldn't we know what's a choking hazard? I guess not. And the Toy Association, which represents toy manufacturers, thinks the list is, quote, needlessly alarmist. But some of the toys brought up was the Black Panther claws, because they could cause eye injuries. So let me kind of give you some of the lists if I have here. Okay, so toy number one, they're called Calico Critters. They're little nursery friends. I was never really big on farm animals. Apparently Walmart sells it. The age recommendation is 3+, but there's small parts. So people say that the flocked animals have small parts, even a pacifier, and these things people could choke on. There's a missile launcher called Get Outside, Go Launch. See, I look at the packaging. Parents are like, yes, get outside. Get these kids to go outside and launch one of these things. Age recommendation is 5+. Unfortunately, there's still small parts. Apparently, it soars up to 75 feet, and they're worried about eye and facial injuries. And they said you shouldn't have your face too close to these things. It's about $9. The Avengers Black Panther Vibranium, it's a vibranium claw. It looks really, really cool. Age recommendation above 5. It's manufactured by Hasbro. But the plastic claws could unfortunately cause injury for eyes and face. So that's the claws. Then there's this nice little furry, I think it's called a jelly cat. I'm not sure what it is. It's recommended for 1 year and up. But there's coarse fabric, and it looks like the fabric can pull out, which means kids could swallow it. There's also a tag that apparently, it's a throwaway tag, that kids could also swallow. So for a one-year-old, maybe they say not the best. Now, John Cena has been all over the place, handsome, and there's apparently a jumbo-sized fist kids could buy. They're big fists, ages 3 and up. They're simulated gloves. It's a toy, but the warnings are blunt force and impact injuries. So if you're giving kids big, huge gloves that look like fighting gloves, they're going to punch you. I remember when Rocky was big and my brother got boxing gloves. Well, he got boxing gloves, but now what are you going to do with them? I mean, if you don't have a boxing bag, then you're going to go for your sister. So I got boxed a lot, right? My father's like, we all need to learn how to box. So he got us all boxing, boxing things, but we just kind of beat each other up. And I don't know where they went, because I think my parents took them away because we were just, yeah. But these look really soft. They look like super soft fists. And, you know, mind you, I don't want kids beating each other up. But I got to tell you, you know, we do need to improve our upper strength. So I wonder if some of these sort of, you know, boxing techniques and, you know, Krav Maga and, you know, fun fists. I would like to see kids, you know, practice. Maybe it just has to come with a big balloon or something. I don't know, but don't hit each other. Then there's something called Sci-Fi Slime. This looks cool. I like slime. Apparently it's $19.99, age recommended 10 and up, but it has chemicals. And it's not supposed to be used without a parent watching. So the hazard is there's potential for chemical-related injuries. It has globs of gross, gloppy goop. And apparently there's zinc sulfide pouches. And the zinc sulfide pouch can cause eye, skin, and respiratory irritation. So they obviously need to figure that one out. Watch World Against Toys Causing Harm. Also wants you to be careful with the boomerang. There is a boomerang that's being sold to Target from MX Group, age 8 above. It's a boomerang UFO warning. Apparently we had a UFO in 2020. I don't know if anybody realized that, but apparently we had a UFO. So UFOs are big. And apparently this, they want to make sure that hands, hair, loose clothing is away from the propeller. There's a propeller, and there's potential for cutting and propeller-related injuries. It's a boomerang that has a propeller in it. I know. I like the idea of these toys. It's just they're more for adults. They're not for kids. Then there's something called Boom City Racers. And this is you launch a vehicle. And it's for ages 4 and up, but they want you to be careful not launch the vehicle at people or animals. All right? What a lot of people forget is if you have a dog or a cat, they seem to be the target of many of these toys. And we wonder why the cats hate us and the dogs, you know, pee and poop in the house. We didn't really have a lot. We had cats when my kids were growing up and dogs, yeah, but I never let them, you know, shoot rockets at the, yeah. There's this ugly looking baby toy, 2 and up, that has a lot of little things for the baby to play with. A little cup. I don't understand. As a girl, the last thing I wanted to play with is, you know, something that, you know, made me think of having my own baby. I was horrified by that. I hated dolls. I hated baby sets. But this mini baby comes with a feeding set, accessories, and apparently the spoon could very easily, because it's only about two and three quarters long, about a centimeter and a half wide, can go down a throat and choke somebody. So that's kind of a no-no on this. Now, Star Wars Mandalorian Darksaber. Sounds cool, right? Ages 4 and up, blunt force eye injuries are of concern. They're recommending not to swing, poke, or jab at people. It's an ancient black-bladed lightsaber made of rigid plastic. Well, that can impale somebody, so not too good. So those are just 10 of the toys that World Against Toys Causing Harm is urging against. You know, people have asked, what are kids into? It's tricky. You know, kids really aren't into TV as much. They might stream. And I'm really excited about how kids, rather than watching hour-long TV shows or multiple hour-long movies, they'll watch little clips. You know, and so maybe they're watching things less. Unfortunately, you know, for less time, unfortunately, they might just stream tons of things. But, you know, kids are really, really into streaming. So if I was a parent with a kid that was, I kind of did this for our kids, I would get the kid, if he's old enough, like an exercise bike or a walking treadmill or something like that, as long as the kid is old enough. Because if the kid is going to be on their computer, they might as well be exercising. And they could stream and watch videos on an exercise bike. So I kind of like the idea of them getting exercise equipment. I think small weights are really important for a kid. I think I would get them exercise balls. I just like that. I think I would also get them, I like bikes. Roller skates, people fall and hurt themselves on. But, you know, bikes with helmets, I like more outdoor stuff. I would get the kid. I know it doesn't sound that exciting, but, you know, we have national parks. They were originally closed during the lockdown, but, you know, get the kid a park pass where, you know, they could go hiking with their friends or with you guys. We'll talk about, as we get closer to Christmas, what some of the hottest items are in terms of, you know, toys and video games and all that. And trust me, video games are still going to highlight it because everybody's home and, you know, all that. Clothes, you know, school clothes, things like that haven't been a big deal because many kids aren't at school. They can always use cool tennis shoes, and the cooler the tennis shoes, the better. But if they're not around their kids, and other kids, they're not going to be as excited about some of the things that they have. So you have to kind of realize that this is going to be a little bit of a different Christmas because these kids want to play with other kids and show them their toys. And if you guys are living in areas where the kids can't hang out, then you need to think of things that still keep them active that aren't so much show-off sort of toys. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for number to beam in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So there's a lot of buzz about what Joe Biden would do if he takes office on the 20th of January as it relates to student loans. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has suggested that Biden do an executive order to wipe out student loans. And many people are applauding that. Some are like, wait a second here. So I want to ask you guys, should Joe Biden erase, quote-unquote, student loans? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So let's break down what that would be. 1-877-DOC-DALI, D-O-C-D-A-L-I. So if Joe Biden... See, there's like, what, $1.7 trillion of student loans being borrowed? I'm not sure exactly the amount of money. And he says, all right, guys, you know what? It's done. Any money you owe the federal government for student loans, we got this. It's done. Woohoo, yay, I don't owe money. Yeah. What does that actually translate into? So there was a study from the Congressional Budget Office, I believe, that said it will infuse some money into the economy, about $90 billion, but it'll be a huge net loss. Why? Well, the average person that takes out student loans, they aren't spending... So, like, if you borrowed $400,000 for, let's say, your medical school, okay? Let's say $400,000 for that. Mine wasn't that, thank God. But... let's say that's what you spent. You aren't making $100,000 payments. What you're doing is you're taking that and you're spreading it out over 30 years. So true, you know, you might have a $500 a month, you know, like a mortgage or whatever, you might have to be paid, which is great, but you're not going to see all that money in your pocket. Trust me, it's fantastic. Somebody wiping off a mortgage or whatever, you'll be happy. But it's not like you're going to have that much more money to infuse into the economy. Other critics are very concerned with the lopsidedness of which demographics get helped by that. The average person that has student loans isn't somebody in, you know, unfortunately, very, very low income, you know, housing and in areas where they're still trying to make ends meet and they're making less than minimum wage. The average person with student loans is somebody that's, you know, middle to upper class. So if Joe Biden had done a, you know, fell swoop going, okay, you know what, this is what we're going to focus government money on, you have a lot of people out there going, well, wait a second. How does this help me? You know, the average college kid isn't starving and having trouble putting food on their table. But the average person who didn't go to college is. So a question I have is if Joe Biden is going to spend the $1.7 trillion to wipe out student loans if he takes office, is that going to take away from other spending that could help low-income families? So some people are concerned about that. You also have people disenfranchised in that they might have just paid off their student loans. So they worked and worked 20 years because they did the 20-year plan or the 10-year plan, and they made their final payment or they're making their final payment. We heard in some of these press conferences, people that were Democrat going, wait a second, I just paid off my student loan, so do I get that money back? Well, of course not. And then another thing that a lot of people don't realize, and you need to double check this, is was your student loan a federal student loan? Or did you need to borrow from private lenders? If you borrowed from private lenders, this doesn't apply to you. Now, when I hear of governments and the spending and the billions and the trillions and this will infuse $90 billion to the economy and this will take away $1.7 trillion from the budget or add to the budget or whatever, to me, I'm like, okay, I just don't get it. Okay, I have $20 in my purse. If I spend that $20, I don't have that $20 anymore. You would think there was a pile of money. You would think there was like a vault. And if they took this, the vault would be more empty. And the Congress people would see the vault empty going, oh, we need to fill up the vault or we need to start saving more money. I don't really see a lot of bean counters. I don't see a lot of people saving money. I don't see a lot of people kind of walking through that. And you don't hear about that. You're like, well, we're going to spend on this. We're going to spend on this. We're going to spend on this. So if we are working in a world where the government, and if the next administration does take over, if President Trump is unsuccessful in his legal fights, and they're going to spend, and they have, you know, all the money in the world, you know, it'll help people, and it might infuse some money into the government, but my guess is it is going to pull away funds needed that could be helping low-income families. Hey, we want the government to pay for the vaccines. We want government to pay for COVID testing. We want government to continue to pay for food stamps. We want government to still pay for government-run housing. We still want the government to fix our roads when we're having potholes, or in my neck of the woods, we still have the same piece of road where the lanes, unless you're in that left lane, you are going to be in the wrong lane because for some reason the white like marks don't match up. I don't know what the hell. And maybe that might be city, but still, we're expecting money to be infused into the Medicare system. At the same time of this college promise of wiping out student debt, we're also being, you know, they're talking about Medicare for all. If you're going to do Medicare for all, you're going to have to spend a hell of a lot more money, and you need to promise me that you're going to make Medicare better, because for a lot of people right now, Medicare sucks. And they have to have advantage plans, and they have to have, you know, gap coverage, and they have to, okay, Medicare doesn't cover a lot of stuff. Maybe, some people think it covers enough, but we need to do better. So if you want to, if you have $1.7 trillion just sitting there in your pocket that you want to spend, I have something else a little bit more on my list. Now, mind you, I'm neutral in terms of, just because I paid my college student loans, I would never want to rob that of somebody. That isn't where I'm biased towards it. I paid off my student loans because I worked during school. I waited tables when I was in medical school. I borrowed the barest minimum, right? I helped support my brother going to school, and I worked, and then as soon as I was able to get my license in Arizona while I was in residency, I worked. So I was able to pay those loans off really early, and I was also able to get a home equity loan and whatever. So for me, I the loans were paid off so long ago that, unless maybe it's still in my mortgage, that I just am not, it, that I'm, that really isn't steering my criticism of it. My criticism of it is I need to know that all these other things that everybody's promising that is going to need a crap load of money will be able to have that money for. But if you're going to start raising taxes so we help one group of voters, and trust me, I like college students. I think millennials are cool. There's some Gen Xers who, you know, have student loans, and there's the Gen Zs that have loans. Cool. I think that's a cool, nice thing, but I think there's bigger fish to fry. And if you're going to start raising our taxes, you know, and small business owners are already screwed, and small business owners are also going to be facing more minimum wage hikes, you're going to have to convince me that the money we're putting into taxes is helping the individuals that really need it. And a college student who graduated that is possibly working a white-collar job is not on my list of priorities to wipe out their student debt. I'd rather see that money go to more low-income housing. I'd really like to see that money go into hospitals, going into more medical facilities so our hospitals aren't overwhelmed. But if you're telling me you got money for it all, well, then I'll support it. But something tells me we don't have money for it all. 1-877-DOC-DOLLAR.
Rebel. Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations?
With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.